This is journal. We also say reflective writing. And Baba has told us many times that we should keep a diary, that we should write, chart, the diary of our progress. But many of us, like me, we find it very difficult. We don't keep the diary. So now they have made the journal to help us to keep the diary. So this journal has many blank pages for you to write. And where it is written, they have written what Baba has said, so that you can think about what Baba is saying. So I am going to read something, page 9. I am going to read from page 9. And after I read, I want you to tell me what you think, what you feel for this. So here, this is Baba speaking in 2008. And he says, those who have come to meet Bap Dada for the first time, raise your hands. Okay. So Bap Dada is specially congratulating the children who have come for the first time for celebrating the pleasure of the gathering at the confluence age. Together with that, he is giving a special blessing to first-timers. And the blessing is, may you be immortal. And so this line is important. After celebrating a meeting with Baba at Amrit Vela, always remember this blessing for the whole day, that I am immortal, a child of the immortal Father. I am a soul who is going to attain an immortal status. You may take another birth, but your happiness and peace will remain immortal. Acha. So, this is an example, Baba speaking to the first timers. And so, when you hear it, what do you think? How do you understand it? So you have to speak for the translators to catch.
One thing that I understand is that this is an ongoing practice. This is something you do every day for the rest of your life. And I don't know what happens if I leave this body, if I can continue, because I will not have the awareness what's really important to cram as much as possible in this life. This is the message I get. Even though that my soul will be important, it's important for me to leave this body in a very happy state.
Yes, correct. So, one thing to note, he gave a blessing. What was the blessing? That I am immortal. It was short. I am immortal. Short blessing. But when he spoke in the next sentence, the blessing became three sentences or four sentences. You saw? Later down. Then he said, I am immortal. I am a child of the immortal Father. I am a soul, immortal status. If I take another body, the happiness and peace will be immortal. So one blessing, and then he expanded the blessing. That's first thing. Second thing, he says, after celebrating a meeting with Baba at Amritvela, always remember the blessing. So whenever you get a blessing, sometimes you get the blessing card from Daddy's, sometimes you get the blessing cards in your center. So the blessing means it is possible. It is possible. It is possible. It can happen. It doesn't mean that you are that already. It means that God is saying, this is possible for you. And to make it possible, then we have to do Amritvela. Amritvela, you know? Is it easy or difficult, Amritvela?
Easier.
Easier.
You have easy. Not much easy.
Not much easy? So, if you have to go to catch the plane, you wake up early?
Yes.
So if you have some important appointment, is it easy to wake up?
Yes.
Yeah. So for Amritvela, one method, one thing you can try is to start the program from the night before. What time you sleep? So you calculate, if you need 8 hours sleep and you sleep at 6 p.m., you will wake up at 2 a.m. So it is easy. Because if you sleep at 6 p.m., you must wake up. Yeah, you will wake up.
Ask how many people can go to bed at 6 p.m.
So now, how many can go to bed at 6 p.m.?
No.
So it is your choice. Why do you go to bed at 8 p.m. or 10 p.m. or midnight? Why? This is your choice. It is your culture. Maybe you have learned from your parents. Maybe you have learned from your friends. Whatever. It is our culture. Can you change your culture? So if you don't change your culture, and you continue to do what you have always been doing, then can you change your life? So you have to change something, no? So Amritvela, we have to start from the night before, what time you go to bed, so that you can wake up easily. And then what time you go to bed?
At least 9 to 10.
Okay, 9 to 10.
So it is for you to, you know, shift the day. Since you're working at 9, maybe some work you do in evening, you do it in the morning. Something. I mean, you have to experiment and try. Experiment and try. So in experimenting and trying, we do not always succeed. It doesn't always work. But this is not how Baba measures success. Baba's success is that you do not give up. So Brahma Baba, Daddies, Didis, they all took many years to become perfect because they were not able to do everything right away. They kept trying and trying, and even they failed sometimes, they keep trying and trying. So success is in not giving up. So two things, not giving up and being patient. So don't give up on yourself. Don't lose courage for yourself. Don't lose hope for yourself. So Amrit Vela, it's the main thing for Baba. He likes to connect with us at Amrit Vela. Even when you wake up, it takes some time that you can connect. It is the best and easiest, but it takes time. Because we have many thoughts. When the thoughts are finished, we have feelings. When the feelings are finished, we have emotions, we have attitudes. We have many things inside, so we have to work through many things. And even while we are trying, things also keep happening. So it takes time. How much time? How much time it takes? Huh? 10 minutes for the waste thoughts. How much time it takes for the waste feelings? Huh? It comes and goes, yes. So that means you don't give up. It comes and goes, it comes and goes. You don't give up. So meditation is like exercising of the body. Whatever you do, and whenever you do it, it adds up. There is no waste meditation. Even if you do not connect, even if it doesn't work according to your plan, but it adds up. It comes in your account, just like when you exercise. Yes, when you exercise, what do you feel? Pain, yes? So meditation is also like that. When you start, effort is more and benefit is less. So you don't feel it useful because you have to make more effort and the benefit is very small and effort is so much and benefit is very small. But it is just like exercise. If you keep doing it, slowly it will improve. So, what we were talking about? Amrit Vela. Is it okay, Amrit Vela? So, Baba said that when you get the blessing, you have to repeat the blessing at Amrit Vela. And then after that, what he said? Any blessing you get. So when you come for Toli, you get blessings. At your center, you get blessings. Sometimes Baba read the Murli like this one. He gave that blessing to everyone. So you are sitting in the gathering. Sometimes you read the Murli and Baba gives blessings. Baba says, the children are like this or you are like that. So when you take it, then you have to... Yes, so you choose what you want, what feels. Whatever you feel is true for you. You have to make it firm, make it strong. How to make it strong? Yes, you can keep repeating the same blessing. You can keep one blessing for one day, or 1 week, or 1 month, or 1 year. Yes. You can say affirmation, but it is more deep than affirmation. So when we say that I am a peaceful soul, that is an affirmation. When you feel peaceful, it is meditation. When you become peaceful, you don't have to think, you are peaceful, it is realization. Realization. You don't have to say, you don't have to explain, you have become. Yes. Until you feel content. And if while practicing another one comes and you want to go there, to that one, you can go. It is your journey. It is your experience. It is your truth. And you have to work with what is in you. And each one is different. Yes. So the Murli, you can only take 1 or 2 points at a time with the blessing. The Murli is the father talking to who? And so when the parents are home and the parents are talking, they say many things to the children. So some things are motivation, some things are knowledge that this is, you know, important, this is what you do. Some things are information, this is what happens around here. Some things are entertainment to keep the child in a good state. So the Murli is like that. Many things, Baba says. And so you must take something from it. So you're listening to the Murli, and what you feel inside, you write it down. And you can take 1 point or 2 or 3 or 4, but something you feel. Yes, it is you. It is my experience with God. It is my spiritual journey. It is me who becoming pure. So everything is connected to you. Your feeling. So the parent is talking to many children, but each one experienced differently. Yes, so any blessing you take, it becomes strong. We start at Amritvela. But he didn't finish with Amritvela. He said, for the whole day. So you start at Amritvela and then for the whole day. So it becomes your purpose for the day. To feel that I am immortal, to feel that I am the child of the immortal Father, to feel that I am a soul, to feel that even in my next birth I will be happy. Is it a feeling? You want to become what? You want to become happy. Are you happy? But can you hold it? So when it is not there, can you bring it back? So
okay, it depends for me It depends from the source of my happiness. If it's an external situation, it's easier to destabilize me. But if I am internally just happy, then it will take more to destabilize me because I won't care as much about whatever people will say, right? The beauty of getting older, you care less and less about what people say too. So you're happier. I would say you're happier internally as you get older. Anyway, for my case. So I can get destabilized anyway. You know, everything is going well and all of a sudden you get this slap and you're thinking, where does this come from? And it destabilizes you. But does that answer your question?
Thank you for being brave. So, she defines happiness as inside happiness and outside happiness. So many of the things that Baba say requires clarity. We have to separate inside from outside. And many of the words that Baba use, it is different from the physical world. And what the physical world mean by happiness is excitement. Happy birthday, it's your thing, your mommy has come, this has happened, we are going to India. This is excitement. It's not Baba's definition of happiness. When Baba defines happiness, it is more contentment. It is fullness of the soul. It is you feel inside full and overflowing. That is Baba's happiness. Spiritual happiness, you can say. So now, all of these things you have to write. To clarify. To understand. To think about it. To experiment. So in this class today, two words to remember. One word is self. Everything is about who? You. It is my journey. It is my relationship with God. It is my virtues. It is what I do. It is my meditation. So any question you ask, it is not why the kids are crying. It is how I respond to the kids crying. It's always about me. It is your journey. It's your own journey. And so whatever is happening around, you don't have to blame what is happening around. You have to see, what do I do? How should I respond? How should I act? So this journey is yours. You would see other people, senior BKs, like that nice sister there. We take inspiration, we take guidance. But it is whose journey? My journey. Everyone else, we meet, we greet, we talk, we connect, we follow example, we take some inspiration, we take ideas. But everything is me. So whose book is this? My book. And whatever Baba say here, he says to me. And what I write is what is my thoughts. What is my journey? What is my thinking? What is my feeling? What is my response? So this first lesson is only one word. What is the word? Me. This is the first. The second word is experiment. And what is the word? Experiment. We have to keep trying new things, different ways. New level of understanding, new approach, new definition. Yes. So this requires patience. The success is in, it's not giving up. It is not in acquiring what you want. We do acquire, but usually you try 100 times, then you acquire once. So a lot of experimenting and trying. You know, you try one way, it doesn't work. You try the next way, you try from top, you try below it. It is best. Baba recommended we should write every day. Now, Brahma Baba used to write. Mama used to write. He told us to write. I still don't write every day, but we hope you will write. Yes. You can do it. Main thing is to do it. So, evening is good. Every night is good, or every morning. If it is possible, in the effort is in the mind. Effort is in the mind to pay attention to yourself. What am I thinking? What am I doing? So the diary is to help you to value your thinking. Otherwise, we value what other people think. You know, if I ask you what she said, you can respond, yesterday, 2 days ago, 1 month ago, she said so and so. So I ask you what she said, you can respond. If I ask you, 2 weeks ago, what did you think? You don't remember. So the diary is to value your own thinking process. How you think. Everything. How you think. Why you think. What you think. What is the result of the thinking? What not to think? What you should think? After some time, you will reach that stage. But here we have to start.
Actually, every now and then I do write, but I didn't know that this is called a chat.
Yeah, so. So we're writing so that you can understand yourself, your own feelings, your own thoughts, your own, if you're getting angry, then you say you get angry because my husband said so, or you get angry because the neighbor did something. But you have to check, is there something in me also? So that is the chart. What about me? Why did I notice what the neighbor did? That next neighbor did not notice, I noticed. My husband did not notice, but I noticed. Why am I?
Why am I so upset? He's not
even there. Yes, all of that.
So, before I think I understand the chart, Dr. Baba, I agree that in one day, how
Yeah. Yeah. But this is a simple chart. This count in the minutes. It is simple. But we have to go a little more. Easier. Anything. Anything, because it is you. Do not write what other people say. Write own journey. So now you will write? Okay. So we have 20 minutes. So everyone has something to write? Everyone has something to write now? Because now you are going to write. You have? So, this book, only what Baba has said is in the book. Only what Baba has said. No human being has written. Only what Baba has said. So this you can take to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And this you can read anything, anywhere. Anywhere you read anything. And for you to practice at Amritvela. So you couldn't read it the night before. One thing. Or one sentence. Read the night before, and then at Amritvela, and then the result you write in the book. One last thing I will tell you. If you become bored of the Murli, I have heard it before. It is a sign that you are not churning. You are not working. Your journey is not moving. And therefore the Murli sounds like the same thing. It means that you are not moving. It means there is not enough work going on. Okay, now. What are we going to write about? What do you want to write about? So, you're writing about what do I want to do? What is my purpose? What is my aim? Why am I here? Do you work? You retired? What kind of company you worked in? So, if you have a home, or you have a company, or you're in the government, you are planning for other people's lives. In this diary, you are planning for your own life. That is what you write. What is your plan for your life? So, are you right? Okay. Yeah.
don't write the sentence or anything. You just write about me, what I want.
Yeah, I mean, it's up to you, you know. If you want to read and write, write and read. You know, no reading, only writing. See? Yeah, so start anywhere. Anyway. Me? So, when I started my journey, I was 19 years old, and I was a baby, so I lived in my mother's house. No responsibility, nothing to do. So no worry, nothing. So I came to Brahma Kumaris because they gave nice toli and free food. And if I don't go to Brahma Kumaris, I tell my mom I want to go here or go there. She said, no, no, you stay home. But with the Brahma Kumaris, you can go anywhere. After maybe 10 years at least, but maybe after 15 years, then I started to be serious. But the first year, I just enjoyed service and toli. But you don't have so much time, so you have to start. So patience is required, no, one thing at a time. It's better to go deep than wide. Deep on one point is more important than many points. And regular is more important than long. In other words, if you meditate 20 minutes every day, it is better than meditating 2 hours in one day. Regularity over time is more important than sitting for one very long time. It is like exercise, think exercise. If you can't exercise 10 hours in one day and next month you don't do nothing, it's better every day you do a little. Yeah. Shanti. So, I will tell you what I wrote. So, I was taking this topic of immortal. So, I'm thinking if we have to think immortal, then we must think soul, because the body cannot be immortal. So, soul is immortal. And, well, what is immortal? It has to be a sense. What is immortal? It is not a thing, it is a sense of immortal. So it must be connected to the sanskaras, maybe. And for me to feel immortal, I should see others as being immortal, to help me create that sense in myself of immortal. And one question is that if everyone has the sanskara of immortal, then is it the same sanskaras? So our sense of immortal, would it be the same thing? Because how different can you get about immortal? If you say I am color, people can be of different colors. But immortal, is it the same experience? A long sense of what? So maybe stillness. To be immortal, you have to be the same thing over a long time. So maybe stillness. So like that. You know, you can think and churn and... So it's a combination of thinking and writing, and feeling and thinking and writing. So it's your diary. Of course, you can write anything. Sometimes you are not in a thinking mood, you are in an upset mood, so you can put it in your diary, so you can put anything you like. Sometimes, to clear your own mind, instead of keeping it in the mind, you can put it in the diary. Only about yourself, if it connects to you. It is only valid if it is yours. You can only live your life, not other people's life. So we stop there. This is a sample or an example about keeping a diary or valuing yourself or understanding your own. So we're going to stop there and have meditation. Or do you want them to have a stretch break, a walkabout break, or is it a walkabout, or are you going to stretch and show them how to stretch? Anyone wants to show how to do stretching exercise?